Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There is a disconnect here.
What's the matter?
No one is forcing anyone to do anything.
I got you.
The point this group, I think, was trying to make is we don't need this as much as we think we do. And there are so many benefits to what suggesting.
Yeah.
No, legit. There are financial benefits.
Mm-hmm.
There are health benefits. But for some reason, especially in the suburbs, we are so used to these, most people can't even fathom a day without it.
Well,
Why would I not go sideways, Tommy Newley?
Use a modern convenience.
But that,
I don't have to.
That last word is key there.
Convenience.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. And about 2 weeks ago, we shared with you an idea from a local group.
What did I say?
The Week Without Driving Challenge.
Give up the wheel.
A group called Reconnect Rochester wanted us to imagine how easy it would be to go without your car for 7 days.
Very cool.
And it turns out it may be easier than we think.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know?
What's that?
The average work commute in the greater Rochester area is only 4 miles. That's about a 25-minute bike ride. Did you know? 11% of people in Monroe County travel daily without a car. In the city of Rochester, it's 25%.
Yeah, a lot of people don't own cars in the city.
You got it. And the second this came up.
But I bet you they really wish they had a car. Like, I never see those people on a bus go, look how goddamn lucky I am.
There are people that
Hey, losers.
There are people that bike to where they have to go. They walk to where they have to go.
Man,
they live within distance.
Biking due to work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The second this came up.
Well, look at me. I got my e-bike. I got my little pedal power.
Exactly what is happening now started happening.
What happened?
Tommy flipped the F.
The judgment.
Because you
not
want
judging.
You want nothing to do with this idea.
No. By the way, it doesn't even work. We have 7 months of harsh weather.
Uh-huh.
So you take, how are you walking to work in January, February,
That's
March?
Why you take the bus, right?
April.
Okay.
By the way, you got to wait for the bus in that freezing-ass cold.
Oh, no.
That would suck.
That does not look like fun to me.
Tommy wanted nothing to do, Kimmy, with this idea of giving up his car, which is really weird because you live in arguably the most walkable town in the greater Rochester area.
I like it, but I ain't going to use it, but it better be there when I...
You
when
brag
I
about your walks all the time. I
Thank you.
I do take a walk.
Every 4 miles. Every day, I go four miles.
But I'm not going all the way to Wegmans and schlepping my stuff back.
But I guess you could.
No, not only could you...
I don't live in Greenwich Village, man.
Outside of work,
walking around like a beatnik.
Everything you do outside of coming to your job every day is within walking distance, but you refuse to do it. Well, you're not alone because this lady is on your side.
All right.
And I think this woman, you, and other folks might have been missing the point of this whole thing.
Okay, maybe we're ignorant.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, refusing to use their feet. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week. Today's Hate Mail of the Week.
I don't care how hard anyone tries, you're not taking my car away. We can all see what folks who are pushing this idea see as the end, and you are all stupid for buying into it. They want a world without cars where they can keep us from moving freely. A world where they can box us in where we live and we can be controlled easier. Is that what you want? You want to live like New York City, where you're forced to take trains and subways everywhere? My car is easier. My car is safer. My car gives me independence that people are taking for granted. And Tommy gets that. He feels the same way I do. Car culture is American. It's something we used to take pride in. Now that's being made illegal, but you can have dirt bikes and ATVs speeding down the street with no consequence. I won't give up my car, and anyone who does deserves whatever comes after. Sincerely, Teresa.
All right, so a lot of things happened back there a second ago.
Yeah, she's making a lot of assumptions.
And we're going a lot of different places here, Kimmy. Yeah.
Some conspiracies,
places.
Yes.
Okay, so Tommy, is what this woman's saying making sense to you?
Some of it, yeah.
She's on your side.
Yeah.
Okay. So she doesn't want to be trapped like people in New York City that are forced to take trains and subways. Even though, Tommy, you've said on this show before you would love a rail system in Rochester.
I would be for.
And you're a big train and subway guy.
Yeah.
Love me some train.
All we have are dirt bikes and ATVs rolling all over the place all the time, scaring people. That letter was like a highlight reel of the news scares old suburban people. It was all the scary, I'm not dealing. I ain't taking ATV, dirt bike. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. I think you and Teresa and everyone else that freaked out when we first talked about this may have missed the point.
Okay, all right. I'll keep an open mind here.
All right. No one is asking you to give up your car.
Yeah, nobody's coming for your car. Nobody's taking it away.
Okay.
To the point you made earlier, in the greater Rochester area, it is a really tough ask, especially thanks to the weather for half the year.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to admit that we use our cars way more than we have to in places that we don't have to. And that doesn't make much sense to me.
But I don't know what I would cut out.
You don't know what you'd cut out.
Right. I'm driving.
You live.
Like, as far as like errands and things I have to do, like work doesn't.
Okay, you can't. Fine. I'll give you that. You can't. Right. You could walk to Wegmans every day. It's a 7-minute walk from your house.
What am I buying? What am I bringing back?
Bro, you don't. How many bags do you walk out of Wegmans?
Yeah. Two.
Two bags. You can get one of those rolly carts.
And my coffee.
You can get one of those rolly carts and walk it home.
Like them old ladies going to them tenement houses. They're going to be some old tenement woman. Okay. By the way, how am I getting my mail?
What do you mean, how are you getting your mail?
Well, I gotta walk down to the mailbox.
Do you really drive to the mailbox?
No, you don't.
Wintertime, I do sometimes.
No, you don't.
Sometimes.
You will drive your car to the end of the driveway.
If I have my
the end of his private drive.
Well, if I'm wearing my nice house loafers, I don't want to change them. Yeah.
All right. If you're going to hear people complain about things in the world right now, there are three things we hear the most complaints about. You ready? One, I don't have enough money to live the way that I want to. And I feel that pain.
Yeah.
You know what costs money? Gas.
No, it's too much.
Two, everyone is out of shape. I don't feel my best right now.
There are a lot of chubbies.
You know what really helps with that? Walking.
Yeah, you walk the weight off.
The easiest way to drop some LBs and feel better about your situation is to get more steps.
Look at some of those countries. Everybody's thin on the bike.
Three, crime is everywhere all the time. It's not, but if you feel that way, you know what significantly...
Walk faster.
You know what significantly cuts down on your chance your car's broken into? Not parking it in a public parking lot.
Okay.
And you could avoid
all... But then my bike's missing.
Okay. You can avoid all of these things...
All the headaches.
Taking bike rides and walking.
But here's what would suck. Like, let's say you do walk someplace. You feel pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Then you do all that stuff and you realize, God damn it, man, I got to walk all the way back home. That would blow. Like, I just burnt all my energy in a walk.
One-way walker?
Well, you know, like sometimes it was all right. It was all right. But I don't feel like schlepping all this stuff back.
All your energy.
And like, I got to get on the bus with grocery bags.
No one's asking you to get on the bus. Look, here's the thing.
Or just carrying.
We have the way that our city is designed, our community is designed, bus is only an option for people that are, have to take the bus.
Right.
But like, if you're within a half a mile of something, why would you not walk it? It's a 10-minute walk.
With my groceries. Yeah. And what if I got perishable items in there?
Oh, they're going to spoil
in
15 minutes.
We know you don't eat ice cream, so that's really the only thing I can think of.
What about my strawberries?
Your strawberries will make it 15 minutes on your walk home. It's just it's so strange to me. You could cut out a mile of your walk every day if you just walk to Wegmans and back.
Like, I always thought that was the charm of living in a place like Pittsburgh.
Thank
That's what
you.
People love about it is, like, it's walkability and you feel safe. And, it's all those things that people seek out in a place to live and you don't really use any of them.
Well, no, I mean, I like recreational walking. I don't like to do poor people walking.
What is poor people walking?
Like, stuffing your groceries home.
Okay.
You know, like dragging a one of them old lady carts around because your kids, you know, left you high and dry and they don't visit.
All right. The phone number is 252-WBCMF.
252-9263.
Again, hate mail of the week. This woman very angry about a story we told you 2 weeks ago. This group, Reconnect Rochester, was trying their 7 days without a car challenge. Could you drive with a car without a week? And these numbers we have, right? The average commute for a Rochester worker, 4 miles. 11% of Monroe County travel daily without a car. Yeah. You don't have to drive everywhere you're going. And Tommy is sitting here fighting, even though he brags, I walk 4 miles a day, blah, blah, blah. Which is funny because I bet you don't live 4 miles from here.
No, I live 8.5.
Okay, so you can get 2 days worth of walking it if you're walking.
I'm not walking here. By the way, I'm going to walk in the middle of a dark city at night.
Bro, they're going to be more scared of you than you are of them.
I guarantee if I walk here, I get knifed.
Yeah, and that's why everyone's encouraging you to walk here. Hachi Roku writes us on Instagram, you're more likely to get robbed on the sidewalk than you are in your car. Based on what?
Well, because you're walking. You're exposed.
You know, you know those stories that we hear all the time, that guys just walking down the street?
Walk rage.
Right? Yes. Kimmy, you know, walking down Monroe Ave in Pittsburgh next to the Cheesecake Factory. Oh, no, I got rolled again. We've seen 1,000 stories of cars getting broken into. Come on, people.
There's no way. By the way, women can't walk at night. Like, this is very dangerous.
No, we said night. Kimmy can walk in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I live in a pretty walkable place. I actually really enjoy it.
That was the best part about living in Winton. No, I'm serious, man.
Your ass don't walk to Wegmans.
Well, I don't walk to Wegmans, but I have a couple convenience stores around the corner. I mean, the bars and restaurants are right there.
Going up there for those edibles.
I actually enjoy walking because I don't have to worry about parking anywhere. Right.
Parking, and you can go have as many drinks as you want and not have to worry about
getting that's a good one.
No, but that's what
drunk walking.
That's the other weird thing, man. Like, I would kill.
So I used to do that when I first moved here. Because I lived on Raleigh Street on Marfa Park, and I walked down to Monroe, and I go to this place called Oscar's, and I had my drinks and stuff. It was great.
This is where Tommy tries to like pretend he's like cool and connected. Yeah, man, you know, I lived in the city for a little while.
I lived there for years.
Yeah, I used to go down to a place called Oscar's, man. I'd get drinks. I was like
Hogan's Hideaways. They were great joints.
Cool. There was two of them.
So it was Hogan's Hideaway.
Hogan's Hideaway. Hogan's Hideaways.
Yeah, Hideaways.
Danny's Wegmans.
Yes, so I just said.
Go to Wegman.
The Oscar's.
Danny Wegmans.
The Wegmans is.
It is weird to me, and it seems like Teresa feels this way. You just admitted you feel this way.
Oh, I just outed myself.
Well, no, that the refusal to walk or ride a bike is all about how it looks to other people.
Yeah, you look sad. Old man on a bicycle with my helmet on, maybe one of those little flags in the back. Don't hit me.
That guy's going to live longer, man. I mean, it's
let him live longer. For
active.
What?
It's
what are you living
active.
For? More miles to pedal?
Okay. Okay.
It just doesn't make sense as a guy that likes to get his steps. Like you,
I
do
get my
like,
steps in.
You do like walking.
I do.
So why not walk with a purpose?
Amen, sister. Amen.
Amen. I don't see you walking. You're all kettlebell boy.
Bro,
I don't see you walking nowhere.
Henrietta is not a walkable place.
If I had anything within walking distance, and I do, I
walk. By the way, when you lived in this city, I never saw you walking anywhere.
Bro, I walked
fat ass.
A ton.
I walked much. Walked way more than you.
His jeans got caught on everything.
You didn't have walking jeans?
I did not have walking jeans.
Flappy-ass jean boy coming 300 pounds, throwing pavement wherever he went.
Kimmy's
it was like
great,
a Sherman tank walking down the street.
Kimmy's doing a great joke. Should not even listen.
I'm sorry.
No, it's too late. Moment's already passed. It. Yep. Could have done a song with Kimmy for the first time of your life, and you blew it.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
They got him.
Good.
And it's where they got them.
Oh.
Because no one would volunteer to live at a place like this.
Yeah.
But if you had to pick a place to lie low, this might be a sneaky great spot.
Not bad, huh?
You have all you need. No one is going to notice you. In fact, I am here to argue that with just a couple of tweaks, this could become a big successful.
Like a guy-cation?
Yes, a male version of what women have in spas.
A getaway.
Yeah.
Oh.
A place to relax.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So last week, we had a discussion in the break room about Dale Mosier. He is the former commander of the Geneva American Legion. Mm. And he is accused of stealing almost $100,000.
$100,000.
Over an 8-year period from the Veterans Organization. Mm. When it was time to pay the piper, after he was charged and arrested and in court stuff, he took off running. And he has been missing since September 18th.
Damn.
It was announced yesterday they found him in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Not that far.
So, actually, he made it further. Police say he made it all the way down to Tennessee to visit a family member. While he was down there...
Always good to see family when you're on the road.
He switched cars with them to avoid detection.
Damn.
Then he headed back north. He was arrested in Hemlock, Pennsylvania. Tommy, ask me how they found him, despite the fact that he was in a new car.
New car, so he was pulled over in a, like, a rest stop?
Nope. Well, he was in a rest stop, but that's not how they caught him.
Oh.
Police started searching the area after authorities said yesterday he sent threatening letters to witnesses in the case from where he was.
Oh, like, letters? Like he mailed?
Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us you're going to die.
No kidding.
He sent them letters from where he was. They were then able to pinpoint the area he was in. They went looking, and they found him. Oops.
Yes.
Yeah. So here's the thing. At the press conference yesterday, authorities say he was living out of his car at a rest area. And they don't specify if it was one of those state-run rest areas or like a Pilot or Flying J, like mega gas station type complexes. Living out of your car at like a Pilot or a Flying J or whatever.
Well, you got everything right there.
It wouldn't be the
worst. Including showers and dumpers.
Bro, yes, absolutely.
And love if you're willing to pay the price.
Look, I get that no one would choose to live that lifestyle.
Or a trucker's lifestyle.
Yeah, but if you're not going to bail on the life you have now for the glamorous, you know, whatever, when you think about what you're getting for what you're spending living at a rest area, you get, like you said, 24/7 access to bathroom.
Yeah.
24/7 access to cheap food and coffee. You are in a relatively safe place with plenty of people, so you're not isolated. But Tommy, there's also so many people that come through those places. You are a ghost, even if you're like living
there. You don't think you'd stand out, though, if you were there every day.
Who's going to notice?
It's so transient. Yep. Like, so I told you, I knew guys that did this. Because Florida used to be big with this, maybe still is. Like people who would just come down, no job, no, you know, just running from something. And I told you, it was that one dude, he drove a Corvette. He was from Michigan, and he had everything he owned in it. And he got a part-time job at the grocery store, And then he would live on the beach and use those public outdoor showers and stuff. And he lived there all summer. And it was like every guy's dream come true to just disappear.
Yes.
Sleep on the beach.
Yes.
Public shower and dumper. And you're also driving a Corvette with everything in it.
Pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And like, if we go back to like the actual giant gas station there, if you want a sit down meal, those places have diners.
Oh, yeah. Good food, too, bro.
If you want to make your own meal, those places have grocery stores and microwaves that you can use. You can pay to use a shower, like you said. There are televisions you can sit and watch.
And the candy, yeah. Pat. The candy.
So much candy. It's a legit little city for a man on the run.
Wouldn't it be too tempting, though, to spend too much money every day?
Yeah, it could be. Okay. You got a budget.
I feel like
you'd
run out real quick.
Well, you got to know your limit of Slim Jims.
Which brings me to my point.
What's that?
I think with this story and where this guy was hiding out, we may have stumbled upon a legitimate million-dollar idea for men.
Okay.
A wellness retreat at a mega rest area.
So picture...
the mega rest retreat.
But you live out of your car, though?
Okay, no, hear me out. So think of like a pilot with a sit-down diner, another like two or three fast food restaurants and everything else they have in it. A small-style motel attached to it. So you get a small motel room for yourself. You can have all-you-can-eat buffet. There's a bar inside. Convenience store for snacks and beers to bring back to the room. Three different quick-service restaurants to give you more options for meals.
It's all under one roof.
Right there. See, right off the highway. About?
You're talking about a Buc-ee's with an apartment overhead.
That's exactly what I'm describing. Yeah. Yes.
God damn. But, old brisket you can handle, son.
Tommy, that is everything a dad, a husband would want.
An escapee.
For a relaxing weekend away. It is legitimately the male version of a spa getaway.
That place would smell like one giant-ass fart.
It would be the most disgusting. Think of those hotel or motel rooms at the end of a week just a dad living there. Yeah.
Dad is just walking around full of Cheetos.
Yeah, fine. Great. That's awesome.
There'd just be Cheeto dust everywhere.
And you would see handprints like they use Luminol in a murder scene. Of just Cheeto dust. Like, I should be doing lines of it on this speed lane belt.
Look, you guys make all the jokes you want. The phone number is 252-WCMF.
So strung out, crushed up Cheetos, man.
252-9263. I am dead ass serious.
Oh, it would work.
You would get peace and quiet. You get all this access to the stuff that you get judged for
all
wanting to do. You can sleep in. You can hang around with other dudes if you want. You can isolate yourself.
You don't want
to do that.
But you can have like group things going on too, like know-it-all's corner, where you can discuss labor problems.
It's a place where you can go and recharge your batteries. You don't want to know what I would be willing to spend for a two-night truck stop man spa weekend package.
You know you're kind of missing, though. I don't. Maybe some of these places have them in them. Arcade games.
Oh, yeah, no, they have arcades inside these truck stops.
Oh, yeah, machines, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, we'll add it. Like, I'm serious. What man with kids right now would not fantasize? It doesn't even have to be in a fancy place because I'm not leaving the compound, right?
No.
Like, put it right off the 90. Drive it an hour away. I would happily.
Man's land.
Yes. Well, no, you can't call it that.
Dude country.
Again, weird people show it up.
Guys, and more guys. A pile of guys and french fries.
Like, you know, women.
There you go. Guys and french fries.
I like guys and fries. Yeah. We can do guys and fries.
Guys and fries.
No, but like, I mean, Kimmy, think about the complicated things women need to relax. You need, you know.
Serenity.
Exactly. And super expensive looking places and a massage and, you know, oils and makeup and da 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 da. We just need a place to get food we're not allowed to eat.
We just named a bunch of stuff.
Well, no, but it's all simple stuff.
Okay.
It's simple.
It's still stuff. You're not like in the middle of the woods doing nothing.
All right, let me put it this way.
Man, you would have to have a catch rag dispensary machine outside of each room because the amount of pornography that would be consumed in these bungalows, as you call them.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No, but it'd be a lot of...
You want to stay in that room after?
Hey, you ever been to a hotel room?
Yeah,
I know,
disgusting.
but you know who stayed there.
Yeah, this is a man
guest
spray.
Guest after guest.
I promise you, guest after guest at every hotel you've ever stayed in. Batch that thing
up.
Oh,
yeah, sure. There's some batch out
there. Batched it all up.
Oh, yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this guy who was on the run after allegedly stealing over almost $100,000 from the Geneva American Legion. He was found in Pennsylvania at a rest area, and his getting caught there has led to our million-dollar idea, rest area man spa.
Yeah.
We're calling it Guys and Fries.
Guys and Fries.
Guys and Fries. Russ writes us on Instagram. He's already kicking in great ideas. The bathroom should have troughs like Highmark Stadium. Oh. Agreed. Pee in a trough.
Okay.
Welcome to Guys and Fries.
Might want to call it Subs and Buds.
Subs and Buds?
Yeah.
But see, that sounds like a pot dispensary.
Well, you might want to put one of those in there,
too. Oh, you can throw a dispensary in there, too.
And a cigar bar.
Oh, my God. Bro, what are we not?
Chain smoking lounge.
The only reason
Bourbon fountain.
The only reason men do not get weekends like this or have to go do like, because like, here's the thing that sucks about being a guy and going on vacation. Mm. There has to be an activity around that vacation. If you don't golf, you don't get to go on a golf trip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. So I don't.
Is that like just like a stigma thing? Like you just don't. You feel like you can't go on vacation if there's not an activity with other guys?
I think you get judged. No, I'm saying even by myself.
Like this is like a lone wolf type of thing. You're just going by yourself, shutting the door and having good man time.
Like think about like the social stigma of alone versus together vacation.
Wolf weekend.
If any woman said, I would like to go alone overnight to a spa or for the weekend because I need time to unwind, no husband would say no. It's a totally acceptable thing to do. In fact, women are sold this all the time. Name me a single thing, if you don't hunt or golf, you are allowed to go do by yourself.
Oh, prison. We do have prison.
Bills games?
By ourselves?
You go by yourself.
Well, yeah, but I'm a psycho.
I think there are a lot of people that do that.
I know people
just took a trip to Atlanta for the Bills game.
Alone? Solo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lone Wolf Lodge.
No, that sounds like we're starting a militia.
That's already a thing.
No, it's Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah.
Well, but it's...
By the way, they also have militias there. You could form a militia over by the Slim Jim display.
Would this inevitably lead to a militia?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But they would be so full of salt and sugar they couldn't do anything because you would hear them coming with their diabetic boots.
No, man, I would pay... A legit. Okay.
I think you're right, man.
Why don't we do this? Like, I'm serious. All we would need is to buy an old rest area and just fix it up. Yeah. Or an old motel. Mm-hmm. There's 1,000 of them up and down 104.
Oh, God, yeah.
No?
Yeah.
The only thing is, it's only going to take, like, one know-it-all old man seeking a friend to ruin this for you.
Well, then, hey, look over there, and I'll run back into my room.
You're going to run into them everywhere you go.
Okay. I mean, some guys will be into that stuff. Take a couple of buddies up to your bungalow and have a good time.
It's not okay. Why does it keep turning homoerotic? It is not a homoerotic.
I was just saying more like an annoying person saying, wanting to tell you about their conspiracy theories.
Yeah, you'll have Cheeto dust all over your privates.
We've had
Earl gets a little handy.
We've had 8 discussions today, and 4 of them have turned homoerotic for some reason, and I don't understand what's happening. I mean, look, you know, you want to get an HJ from a buddy at the Guys and Fries. I'm not going to stop you. God bless you, but I'm just here to enjoy Slim Jims, play in the arcade, go to the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Maybe get a male Brazilian. Man, whatever you want.
I don't want what? Would you have to include a male spa? What would a male spa look like?
It's called prostitution.
Spa. No,
it's a rub-out joint.
I don't mean a rub-out joint.
That's
you
all
mean,
there
like
is.
A steam room and stuff.
That could get a little dicey too.
Okay,
that could get a little.
I'm asking, what do you mean by spa? Like what? Like a? I mean, it would just be a regular spa.
No, well, more man style.
Yeah, like what
but
would a
what's
man?
A more man style spa?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure
a
out.
Pool
here.
To do cannonballs in.
Ooh,
belly flopping contest.
Cannonball contest. Belly flop contest every day at noon.
Cannonball Wednesdays.
No, because here's the thing. Like, the reason I don't want to go to, like, a spa with my wife.
Yeah.
I don't want a massage.
Yeah.
I don't like somebody touching me that I don't know.
Right.
I don't like that at all.
Then what do you need?
But that's what I mean, though. Like, I don't know if there are other options for me. Because everything at a spa is aimed towards women.
Mm, you always have to, like, you have to be in a robe and then you have to disrobe.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. She goes, is it? Name one thing at a spa that is aimed towards men.
Well, but they have a men's and a women's side that both have the
same
things.
There's no guys in that side.
There's no guys that get massages?
I have been to a spa.
That's that kind.
There was one time I went to a spa with my wife.
Yeah.
What's that town that's owned by the American
Girl? Okay, but you're thinking like high-end spas. I'm just thinking like basic.
Aurora.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, like you're thinking of go away and stay spas.
Yes, this is what this would be. We're going away to the male truck stop to go have a fun alone weekend.
Yeah. And it's very and
sauna,
it's
got, steam room. I always kind of thought those were like guy things.
Okay,
yeah, for Italians.
I don't get the steam room. I got too much water in me.
I don't feel like sweating.
I don't know how people sit in there so long.
That is a big thing. Okay, we'll put a sauna and a steam room. Well, no, because then you're gonna make it homoerotic again.
Here they come.
Hot tubs, the cool, cold.
The hot tubs again. You know.
No, yeah, I'm not. I don't want to get in a hot tub.
I'm just saying there are guys that buddy. Enjoy that aspect of a spa.
It is weird being in a hot tub full of guys.
Yeah, tell just us weird. About it.
It's happened to me.
Yeah, how many times?
A lot more than I care to tell you, but like every time we used to take those Buffalo Bill trips, we'd all end up drunk in that thing. It would be like a bunch of bears like cooling off in the middle of summer in somebody's pool. Like, you don't realize how hairy some people are till like the their back of their hair back, the hair on their back looks like sea kelp.
No, that's
what
a, that's
percentage
a
of hot tub sales do you think are women?
Probably zero. Probably 0%.
Well, because it looks like a cool idea.
Well, no, but in my head, I'm
going to get laid.
Yes, exactly. That's the only reason I want to go bring a
hot I'm going to get her in a hot tub, a couple of glasses of wine. We're going to have some hot tub fun.
And it turns out.
And that happens once.
She doesn't want to do it or she ends up with an infection. Yeah. Like, all of these things happen. Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you, Kimmy. I just don't. If I buy the hot tub, I want women in the hot tub. Not.
Oh, you'll have to have.
No, you asked what things at a spa are meant for dudes, and I just named like five
No,
things.
But the hot tub at the spa is not for us.
No. You would have okay. to have in this complex we have, too.
Yeah, yeah. Guys and fries.
Yeah, guys and fries. You'd have to have an urgent care.
Yeah.
Have to
yeah,
have an urgent
yeah,
care.
Yeah, right that's a good
Maybe
idea.
Two.
You're absolutely right about that. Okay, I got. Let me throw a curveball at you.
Throw it away.
Again, 252-WCMF. We're talking about this guy who allegedly stole $100,000 from the American Legion. They found him. He was on the run for almost a month. He was living at a truck stop, a rest area in Pennsylvania, and it turns out that we've just stumbled upon this million-dollar idea, a spa-like weekend for guys, except it's just a giant truck stop.
He had to have gained 20 pounds.
Yeah, but think about all the great food he was eating. But truck stops in America now also have the best food.
Yeah, they always did, though. It was all home cooking.
But it got gourmet. If you're not going to sit down at the the country diner that some of them have. So I was just in D.C. over the week, and we stopped at a couple places on the way home. Everyone's familiar. Well, if you've traveled before, you know Sheetz, right? It's gas stations will now make you whatever you want for lunch.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just like running
it's like a hybrid gas station fast food, but it's its own thing.
And it's all good.
Yeah.
And, like, you can get stuff that's good for you, which blew my mind.
Yeah, you know, salad.
Yeah, healthy breakfast burrito I had on. Monday. But
look at that.
I totally lost my train of thought now. I got all excited about the food. It's gone. I'm sorry. I'm so excited. Right. I'm telling you, man, this would crush, and I don't know why we don't do this, and someone's going to steal this idea, and we're going to look like idiots.
Yeah, I know.
Going back to the actual story, of the guy who allegedly stole the $100,000, I guess we got the answer to the where do you go with no money on the run question we asked last week.
Tennessee to your relatives.
And then to a gas station.
Yeah.
And it is a bit of a reality check. Because you're probably, if you're on the run from the cops, legitimately homeless the moment you drive away from where you
are. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I'm still trying to wreck it in my head. Would living as a homeless person in a city you're not familiar with be better than the time you would have to do behind bars?
And just facing
the music? Like if I could live like that for the rest of my life?
Well, you would have to. That's the only way that
you
work.
Would be isolated. You'd be a loner.
Yep.
In a city that you don't? You're not familiar
with. Yeah, but that'll dangerous but that, situation.
But that could change over time. You get to know the city.
Okay. But how do you get a new job living out of your car?
Can't open a bank account.
Well, I told you that one guy. Well, see, back then you could, you can now.
Yeah, you can't. You're going to have to stay off the radar of local authorities.
Yeah. Nah, you're done.
Right? So, sucks. Like, maybe just turning yourself in and doing 10 years. 10 years in jail feels like it's better than 10 years living in a
city. And you'll get everything, and they do have Cheetos at the commissary.
I also really don't get this guy's logic because you got far away only to go back.
Yeah, you double back
where you were wanted.
Tennessee, you're close to the, you're halfway to the border.
Okay, again, you have this obsession with going to Mexico. The second he scans his passport, he's caught.
I told you, I really enjoy Mexico.
I know you like Mexico. Mexico's great, Kimmy. But if you're at your sister's house, they're going to look at your family members' places.
No, I know. I'm not saying you would stay in Tennessee, but you literally went back in the same direction you came.
But it sounds like he would have been able to lay low had he not allegedly sent these threatening letters.
That was a big mistake, and we sent them with postage.
Black Friday, more like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I cannot believe you did not see this video, Tommy.
No, and I love gorilla stuff.
Coming from the San Diego Zoo. You wouldn't have loved
it. Wait, San Diego Zoo is like top zoo.
It's like the zoo, man.
Yeah.
So the video is of a Western Lowland gorilla. And this thing is massive.
Yeah, they're powerful.
So somebody is filming the gorilla running around its enclosure, just being a gorilla.
Yeah.
And they have one of those enclosures where, like, you're at eye level with the gorilla, and there's glass all across the enclosure. So you can get up close to it, you know, like, make faces at it, wave at it, whatever. The person videotapes the gorilla, who for some reason gets angry and charges at the glass.
Well, they hate the press after what they did to McGilla Gorilla.
So he's
they ran him out of the business.
Well, he was a gorilla for sale.
Yeah.
He all of a sudden makes a beeline towards the glass.
So?
Yeah, just full speed.
Smashes his hands against it.
And?
Cracks the glass.
Yeah.
How bad?
All right, so there's a spider crack. Like, there's, like, you could see where he hit it in its, you know, his impact.
Yeah.
And it spiders out from there. And you watch people that are standing in front of this glass freak out.
Hey, you crapping yourself bad.
They freaked out, but there are still people standing there. And I'm like,
I wonder if you're just stunned, like you can't believe what you see.
Yeah, sure, maybe. I think I'm out pretty quick after that.
I always get nervous, even when I'm at the zoo, like when I see like something like that, like an alligator, like a really vicious snake. Mm-hmm. And it's like, even like there's glass, I'm still kind of like, man, I'm really close to this thing.
Yeah, it is.
Like I can see his teeth.
I can see his teeth.
Yeah.
You know what always freaks me out? And I remember like I don't even remember. I was probably in like middle school when I went to one of those the big aquarium in Boston.
Yeah.
The standing anywhere near like those massive tanks always freaked me out.
Oh, like so, it's gonna explode.
Yes. Yeah. Like,
so, you ever? We had to do a remote for the old show.
Okay.
And they let us go to the Bahamas, and we had to walk through a tunnel.
Yeah.
In the morning. That was an aquarium.
Underwater,
like a tunnel of glass.
Okay.
And that's how we had to get to where they set us up in the studio. And there were sharks in there.
Oh.
And I remember it was 5 o'clock in the morning, and I forgot. And I walk in there, and there's this big-ass shark. And I'm in this glass tube, and it's just looking at me. And it freaked me. I froze.
Yeah.
Like, this thing's, like, looking at me like, man, if this... I should be eaten right now.
Well, there's no way in which the shark could eat.
But it was still frightening to have a shark like
this
here.
Glass
see where my hand is?
Yeah.
Like that's where its nose was.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It
scared the crap out of me, man.
I understand.
To the point, I figured out another way to get to the studio. Oh, I wasn't going through there again.
What a shark bitch you are.
Total shark bitch.
And you let that shark change your daily routine.
He totally shark
bitched at you.
You know, the one thing I don't understand,
what's that?
Again, talking about this video, if you haven't seen it, go look it up now. It's a gorilla that biter broke the glass at the San Diego Zoo. Now, the good news is it's three pane glass, so they believe he only got through one, maybe two panes of the glass when he smashed it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound like anyone was in danger. Of course, that's what you're going to say after something like that happens. There's another now popular way to go enjoy animals face-to-face, and there's a couple of these in our area and up in Canada. They're very popular. The drive-through safari.
Lion Country Safari.
So I don't know if they do lions up in Canada, but you can get, like, ostriches, camels,
and you're in your car, and
and you can open the window and feed the animals out of the car. And there are videos all over social
media. Like a giraffe coming in.
Yes, of these animals just, like, going after
people. It's pretty cool.
Okay, how is that legal?
I don't know. It is creepy.
And but they've always had these in Florida.
Like, you'll see people freaking out over the ostrich, like, sticking their head into the bucket in their window.
Well, you think it'd also be dangerous for the animal.
Yes.
People driving their cars around. I mean,
I'm surprised they still have those.
Like, if somebody drove off real quick because they got freaked out, took the animal with them, you know what I mean?
So I don't know if they have this anymore, but I remember when I was in high school, I went up with a buddy and his parents. They went to go to IKEA.
Yeah.
So we stopped at one of these things, and he drove his car through, and they had monkeys. Like, the monkeys jumped on top of your car, and the monkey snapped the radio antenna off of my buddy's dad's car, flipped out.
Yeah.
But that seems... How has nobody ever hit a monkey with their car?
They may have. I mean, somebody might run over some stuff. So in the Lion Country Safari they used to have in Florida, because I told you I knew somebody that worked there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the lions just lay there. They sleep a lot.
In the middle of the road.
Right. Well, they just sleep. Like, you'd be driving, they're not doing nothing. So the one guy's job, he was in a Jeep, was to drive up and, like, honk the horn to get them off their asses to do something.
Jeez.
And just to get them to move around. Yeah. But once they get moving around... It gets a little scary because then they jump on your car and they do all that crap.
Well, and they're cranky because they're not getting their sleep.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So I don't know, man. Like, it's something. How we haven't considered this being a thing is insane. Because, like we said, you know, these zoos are obviously taking every precaution.
But they're old, like you said, man. Like the Bronx Zoo, the Columbus Zoo. Those zoos have got to be close to 100 years old.
Over.
Oh,
over
100
years
old. I think Bronx may have been the first zoo in this country.
Are you just making stuff
up?
No,
I think we looked it up.
Yeah, I think it's the original zoo.
No, why? You didn't have to say that.
New York was like a famous place to go check out.
Oh, wait, really? New York pretty famous?
Well, you think people were going to Columbus, Ohio to look at a zoo?
Like, you didn't.
No, the first one was the Philadelphia Zoo.
Yeah, then.
But again, we were just having a conversation. You didn't have to just make up a fact for no reason. I don't get you.
Ben Franklin used to give tours there.
At the Bronx Zoo?
No, at the Philadelphia Zoo.
Well, it's weird because I heard the Bronx Zoo was the first zoo ever in America.
Well, after that one.
By the way, it's also not out of the question that Ben Franklin was giving tours at the Philadelphia Zoo.
He could. He was kind of a know-it-all.
Okay, let's take a break.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.